Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the West Coast Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Richard Frias Guzman. And on today's episode, I will be talking mainly about the Golden Knights. I know that I have mainly been doing this podcast based on the Raiders, the Lakers, and the Dodgers. But with the Golden Knights being here in Las Vegas, I do live in Las Vegas as well. I cover the Raiders as they are here in Vegas as well. I really want to expand this podcast as well for you guys, so hopefully you guys like this episode. We'll be talking briefly about the Dodgers, just kind of keeping you guys posted as they are one of the first teams in the NL to get to 30 wins, so we'll just kind of talk about them, maybe kind of talk about what this team overall needs, and what I think about as far as this team being better than last year's team. We'll talk all about the Lakers, of course, as well, and just kind of the NBA as in general. So hopefully you guys like today's episode. It is like episode 144, if I'm not mistaken, or something like that. I am recording this on the afternoon. As a matter of fact, I ended up getting a new microphone, so I hope you guys like this, and hope it's a little bit better quality for all of you as well. So with that being said, let's get right into the episode. Just before we get into the episode, I actually just want to mention to you guys, make sure you go ahead and drop me a follow on my Instagram and as well my Twitter page. It's going to be West Coast Pod 702. Plus, you can also check me out on YouTube. You can, and on Facebook, you can find me both there by searching West Coast Sports Podcast, and then you'll be able to go ahead and find me there. So definitely go ahead and appreciate every single one of you, and if you can, definitely make sure to go ahead and follow me and mention this to any one of your friends, family members, and guarantee that they'll like this. So with that being said, let's get right into the podcast here, guys. So the Raiders, I guess we can talk about the Raiders here too for a little bit, because there has been a whole lot of news when it comes down to it. Just kind of give you guys a quick little update overall. If you guys haven't heard, of course, with Derek Carr being the Saints, looks like now John Gruden, former Raiders head coach twice, you know, now he is not even a coach, but I guess he's like consulting. He's some sort of like a coach or consultant for quarterbacks or with Derek Carr to kind of make the transition a little bit easier. Now, that's definitely awesome for the Saints and everything when it comes down to it. As me being a Raider fan, what does it mean to me? It's kind of whatever, honestly, when it comes down to it. It's not so much of an issue when it comes down to my opinion. Maybe it'll be good for Derek Carr and for the Saints and all that. I don't know. Maybe it'll be a short amount of time before the NFL has an issue with John Gruden being around the NFL or being around another NFL team. But who knows? We'll have to go and see what happens with all that. The other couple things here when it comes down to the Raiders, you guys maybe have heard, Tom Brady is now, I guess, part ownership, or he has some sort of ownership stake in the Raiders. And that's all good and everything when it comes down to it. I mean, if it means that you're going to have some people around that have a sort of winning mentality, that know how to get stuff done, and I know it's totally different from him being a player, quarterback, to being in ownership now, you know, and or having slight ownership stake now. But when it comes down to it, it's really just going to be another person that's around Mark Davis and some of the ownership team that's going to go in and be able to give him another perspective, in my opinion. But who knows? We'll have to go in and see what happens. I've been told, or I've even seen reports, that he's not going to be really involved with day-to-day football operations and so on and so forth. But again, in my opinion, he's a guy who knows about winning, who knows about football. Why not go ahead and have more and more people, smart football people around Mark Davis and this organization, right? Who cares if it's their Patriot and whatever the case is? That team, that franchise has known about winning for years and years and years. Maybe, yeah, there's times that they've cheated or whatever the case is, but whatever, they win at the end of it. And in my opinion, winning cures all. So if Raider fans are feeling a certain way about, you know, having more and more Patriots around this organization, I guarantee a Super Bowl will turn their opinions around, you know. But maybe that's just my opinion. If you agree with me, let me know. If you don't agree with me, definitely let me know as well. I'd love to go and have a conversation about that. So that's pretty much all I'm going to talk about the Raiders as of right now, as there's been plenty of stuff going on with OTAs, waiting to see what players are actually going to be showing out in training camp and which players are going to be better. So definitely interested in waiting to see what's going to happen with that. So just to go into transition from the Raiders and talking about waiting to see what happens, let's transition on over to the Dodgers. So with the Dodgers, guys, what can I say? The team is first National League team to go in and get to 30 wins. So definitely proud about that and happy for that. I really want to go in and just see this team be able to go ahead and continue to build momentum. If they can honestly maybe make a couple different moves here and there, maybe even find something with some of the guys that are in the minor leagues for them, which that might be a little bit more far-fetched rather than, you know, having the management team looking to go in and see for potential trades or potential potential moves or whatever the case is, in order to go ahead and make this team a little bit better and have a better chance at the World Series again. You know, because in my opinion, a lot of people have actually been kind of talking about this. Is this team for 2023 better than the last year's team than in 2022? And I'm almost there. I'm almost there to think about it. I really think last year's team had a whole bunch of talent, but this team might be a better fit overall together. You know, their last year's team, it was weird how they were just had so much talent, but they were just not able to really piece things together well enough. They were not able to go ahead and get hits at the right time. They had a lot of players that were just kind of looking out for their own in some senses, but in all cases, at the end of the day, you know, when it comes down to it, this team was able to go ahead and this team now for this season. Looks like they're better equipped. You know, they have certain players at the right positions to be able to go ahead and benefit off of each other, to go and build off of each other from what they did on the last at bat. And that's the main thing, because I mean, our pitching staff is pretty well, but our offense is just so damn good sometimes that no team can even hit against us, or no team can get even close to us. For a little while, the bullpen was one of the weaker points in this case, but now it's starting to look pretty damn good. It seems like some of the pitchers are starting to find their rhythm, and some of the pitchers are just, you know, everybody's finding the rhythm at the right time when it comes down to the bullpen. The main thing is at this point now is the starting pitching. Noah Syndergaard, Thor, has been looking a little iffy here and there. He's not. I don't know. He doesn't really have the movement in some of his fastballs that he has, you know, in some of the pitches that he has. He doesn't have quite the exact same amount of movement and even the same amount of velocity that he had before. But both of those things work together when he was really dominant, you know, especially with the Mets and everything. With the Mets. So we'll have to go in and see overall what happens with him. I'm really thinking that it's going to be just a matter of him getting everything dialed in. Maybe the training team, team or department can actually kind of help him out a little bit, or who knows what happens. But if he's able to go in and pick things up, I mean, this starting rotation is going to look really, really good. But we'll have to go and see exactly what happens, especially with having guys like Gonsolin's been here and there, but Dustin May has been really been looking good. So we'll have to go in and see what else starting rotation can look like, with maybe having a couple different additions, or maybe just being able to go ahead and get a couple players to go in, you know, if they get their act together, not their act, but if they turn things around for themselves, and you know, anything can happen there. This guy Miller, who just ended up coming up from the minor leagues, who we saw briefly last season, is back again. He's looking just as good as ever. I'm definitely going to be excited to go in and see him play and to see what he can go in and continue to do. I believe he's already had about two or three good starts at this point, but I'll definitely talk more about that when I have more of a breakdown podcast or a breakdown episode for the Dodgers. But with that being said, I did just want to go in and just transition on over to the NBA / the Lakers, as we can just kind of talk a little bit about that, as they have had now the end of their season. Of course, as we all know, they got swept by the Nuggets, and now the Nuggets are they're no longer waiting, but now that the Celtics, can we all just say thank you to the Miami Heat for beating the Celtics? Now I can actually be a little bit stress-free watching these NBA Finals, and we can go ahead and, as Laker fans, not worry about the Celtics potentially winning number 18 and us with not even having an opportunity to go in and defend that. So now that the finals are all set, guys, I do want to ask every single one of you who are listening, who do you got? Me? I think the obvious choice would definitely going to be to go with the Nuggets. Maybe Nuggets in 5, Nuggets in 6. I'm honestly thinking that there's something about this Miami team, this Miami Heat team. If they can figure out a way to go ahead and calm down Jokic, if they can figure out a way to go in and at least just do that. Because if Murray, yeah, he can go off and he can go in and get his. Maybe it might be the other way around. If they can calm down Murray from getting hot and some of the others, Jokic is not going to be able to get it all done by himself, you know. So not sure exactly which way it would go. I mean, there's all kinds of different factors when it comes down to this matchup. You even have the Nuggets, who have been sitting down for over a week now. Are they going to be still in shape? Have they been actually been working out? Have they been actually going and staying focused somehow, some way? And I don't know. I'll be interested to go in and see exactly what's going to happen with that, because in my opinion, it is going to be one of the biggest things. If you happen to see that the Nuggets are a little bit sluggish, maybe they're not in rhythm, but you see the Miami Heat, they just got off from winning a game 7. They're hyped. They're ready to go. You know, they are in rhythm. A lot of these players are playing well for the Heat. So we'll have to go in and see what happens with that matchup. But I'm not going to jump on it right at this moment, but I really do think that the Heat have a possibility to be able to win in 6. But that's my opinion. I don't know. Maybe I'm shocking some of you guys with that prediction, but let me know what you guys think. I really do think, though, that the Nuggets, it's their year. They look really good. They look really well. They're playing together, playing fast, playing strong. Who knows? But it might just be their year, but I can definitely see where the Heat can always go in and surprise everybody. So let me know what you guys think about that. Just a couple things here about the Lakers before I talk about the Golden Knights. With the Lakers, we all know that it's the off season. We have to go ahead and see what's going to happen with them. I really don't think LeBron's going to go anywhere. If anybody thinks that, I don't know what you're smoking, but pass it. No, I'm just kidding. But honestly, I really don't think LeBron was even thinking about it. I really would be surprised if this team changes drastically, because I would really want to see what this team can look like having a full season. Maybe make a couple changes here and there, add a couple additions or whatever the case is. But for the most part, I would love to see this team stay as they are. Maybe get a big man who can actually go and be a true center, but can also go and stretch the floor if possible. Because now we know that maybe it's not going to be... Well, I mean, we even saw that in these playoffs. If Anthony Davis can shoot a three... I mean, Anthony Davis can shoot the three. He can make them, maybe not a whole... Maybe not a big enough clip or whatever. He's not going to be shooting or making 3, 4, 5 threes in a game. But I could definitely go in and see where he can go ahead and, you know, make at least 1 or 2 in a game or something like that. Especially if he's left wide open. But if you get another big man in there who can go in and shoot a couple threes, who can make them at a good enough percentage, and who's able to go in and protect the rim, then you really got something there. Otherwise, I really think at this point, Austin Reeves should be your point guard. Maybe he doesn't have to go in and play 30-plus minutes, but I mean, we even saw now in the playoffs, he's able to play big minutes and still perform really, really well and work his ass off on defense. So I really think that it'll be a really, really smart idea for the Lakers to go in and make him the starting point guard moving forward. What happens with the rest of the team, there's Buddy Hield trade in there somewhere with the Pacers, or if there's some sort of a big trade out there, I don't know, maybe another third star. I think people are really, really, really stretching or really, really stretching when it comes down to that whole trade for Kyrie Irving. I guess it's just one of the things that we have to go in and see, though. I really hate speculating and coming up with a whole bunch of rumors and everything. But once something happens, if there is something that, like, really, really, really strong, like something's brewing in the media and something, and there's actually traction with it, I'll bring it to the table and we'll go in and talk about it here on the podcast. But with that being said, I got to move on over to the Golden Knights. This is going to be the very first episode that I'm going to be talking about the Golden Knights. And as we all know, they are now in the Stanley Cup Finals once again. They ended up making the Stanley Cup Finals, if it wasn't what their second year, first year, second year, I think, being introduced into the NHL. Now that it's their fifth, sixth year, it's absolutely incredible to go in and see them, that they've been able to maintain, you know, this you know, being able to play so well for all these years, you know, even at this point, we've only missed the playoffs one season. So definitely a great opportunity for them to go in and be able to go up against Florida, see exactly how they can go ahead and come away with this victory, being able to go ahead and get a Stanley Cup championship at this time for this team would be amazing for the city as well, because we just came out from the Aces winning their championship, and they're looking really good again. So there's all kinds of great things happening with sports with the Las Vegas. You definitely hope that the Raiders are soon to go in and follow with that. I'm not the best at being knowledgeable with hockey and everything, but I definitely noticed some of the names that are on this team from being some of the original players that were drafted in that expansion draft, from being able to go ahead and pick up some of these other players throughout the years, and now finally being able to have a team that has been able to fit all together and being able to go in and compete. They have a certain hunger about this, you can definitely tell in this team, and especially from the way that they were able to close out the series against the Stars, being that 6-0 victory in that Monday night's game. So definitely great to go ahead and see just this team being able to go in and continue the dominance and being able to go in and continue the success that they have. We'll talk all about that. I'm going to be covering as much as I can when it comes down to the series, to the Stanley Cup Finals with the Golden Knights. I'll do my best to kind of cover each game from there. I do believe game number one is this Saturday, so definitely keep an eye out for it. I'll be definitely talking about it as it goes on. Whether if it would be that Saturday night, or if not, then it would be like a Monday morning kind of a thing. But I hope you guys did it. I hope you guys do or have been enjoying this podcast. Definitely keep an eye out more if you are a Golden Knights fan. I will be bringing them up more and more and more as I continue on with the podcast. But with that being said, I did just want to close it out here, so that way I'm not going on too much and everything and boring you guys. But again, I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast today. Keep on listening, pass it on over to your friends and family members, and hope to see you on the next one. Peace.